This is an executive summary of the CPA's 2026 Guide to 721 Exchanges, UPREITs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 721 Exchange is increasingly the back end of a client's deferral plan, the move from a DSD into a right at full cycle. It defers DAX under partnership rules rather than Section 1031, which changes the analysis in important ways. The client becomes a partner holding OP units, with K-1 reporting, built-in gain allocations, and a conversion event that is fully taxable. This guide covers the mechanics and the partnership tax issues you'll advise on, the all-important one-way limitation, and a client checklist. It pairs with our client-facing 721 Exchange Guide. In an UPREIT, the right holds its assets through an operating partnership, OP, of which it is the general partner. In a 721 exchange, the client contributes real property, or, in the common two-step, a DST interest at full cycle, to the OP in exchange for OP units. Under Section 721, that contribution is generally non-recognition, no gain is triggered on the exchange of property for a partnership interest. The client thereafter holds units that track right shares economically and pay matching distributions. Unlike a Section 1031, there are no 45-180 deadlines, because it's a contribution rather than a like-kind exchange, but the deferral now lives under partnership, subchapter K, rules. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.